Hey guys, a lot of you might know me, Santino DeFranco. I coach a lot of MMA fighters, a lot of guys in the UFC. Coached Henry Cejudo from his Wilson Hayes fight through his championship fight with Demetrius and, you know, TJ and up to Marla Moraes. And I trained Tracy Cortez, Korean Zombie, a bunch of other fighters as well. Now, a lot of people have asked me to go over some stuff, just different things in MMA. And one of the first things I want to talk about, I'm going to talk about, you know, a little bit of training, some patterns, some mental training, different things. But one of the first things I want to talk about, everybody always asks me, like, how do I get in shape? What's the best thing for cardio? What's the best thing for strength and conditioning? We kind of know as coaches, as competitors, where we stand in terms of our technique. You know, that's one of the things. Okay, how good am I at jiu-jitsu? How good am I at kickboxing? You know if you're ready or not. But everybody's biggest fear is cardio, strength and conditioning. And I always tell everybody, run. Now, that's not, you know, the standard. But, you know, running from, I don't know if we got it from boxing. I'm assuming it kind of came from the boxing world forever. You watch any old boxing movie and everybody's running. Running, get your road work in, you train. You know, that's the biggest part of conditioning is road work. And that was kind of the gold standard forever. And then as we started going from boxing into MMA, you started getting a lot of strength and conditioning coaches and people doing a lot of different non-traditional strength and conditioning. Instead of going weightlifting and your standard football stuff, we started getting bodyweight exercise. We started getting a lot of sandbag exercise, kettlebell exercise. You know, everybody said, you know, doing squats and bench press and cleans, that doesn't mimic our sport. You know, same with running. Running kind of got a bad rap, and everybody said if that running was bad for you. Running was bad for your knees. There was other more specific, sport-specific strength and conditioning exercises, battle ropes, long grip squeeze things, pull-ups, static hangs, things that created more lactic acid in our muscles versus an aerobic lung burn like running. And, you know, people got away from running for a long time, and to this day, I swear by it, running is the single best thing a fighter could do. Is it the best at strengthening, or, you know, at aerobic capacity? Probably not. Is it rough on your knees? Absolutely. Are there other ways that you could implement strength and conditioning and aerobic versus anaerobic activities that more closely related to MMA or even boxing or kickboxing? I'm sure there are. But if you show me a runner, all right, and this is real. If you show me any fighter who runs, and I don't mean does sprints twice a week, because sprints aren't necessarily the running I'm talking about. I'm talking about long distance running. 3 miles at the minimum, 4, 5, 6, 7 miles, 4 or 5 days a week, at least 3 days a week. You show me a fighter that runs avidly, I'm going to show you a fighter who will never get tired and who's not going to quit. Running from the very get-go, you take 3 steps outside. It doesn't matter if it's the summer, if it's the winter, if you're a good runner, if you're a bad runner, running sucks. The second you start running, you're tired. Your body hurts. You're at a good jog, and then you want to push yourself just barely above that little bit of a jog, and it sucks. It's uncomfortable. It's not fun. And that is it. That is the start of it. It is grueling. From the get-go, running is hard. It's painful. And runners have a saying, embrace the suck or embrace the grind. And that is it. That is the biggest part of running. Is it always sucks. It doesn't matter how good of a runner you are, how bad of a runner you are. Mentally, when you start running, you immediately start having to push yourself a little bit more and a little bit more, and it just sucks. And so from the very moment you start running, it's not fun, it's not comfortable, it's not convenient, and you just get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And you're running a little bit faster, a little bit faster, a little bit longer, a little bit longer, and that trains your body to be okay with discomfort. I know I ran a half marathon probably, gosh, it's been a while now, probably 5-6 years ago now. And when I was training for that, my ability to train in boxing, kickboxing, any sort of MMA went through the roof. One, I didn't have to warm up as much. I felt like, you know, I was running every morning. I live in Arizona, so it's hot. You know, I had to run in the mornings. And so just immediately my body was a little bit more functional. You work out in the morning. Same thing we do fight day. Get a little workout, a shakeout, we call it, in the morning. Then it's a lot easier to warm up right before, you know, we actually fight. So that's kind of my everyday shakeout was running. And I got to the point, I've always had this thing when training, sparring, even, you know, spar 5, 6, 7 rounds. And whether I'm actually tired or whether I'm winning or losing, I just got to the point where I'd 5 rounds in, 6 rounds in, 7 rounds in, I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to do anymore. Or, you know, you're grappling, you start, you know, after a while, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes of grappling, and all of a sudden you're like, man, I'm tired. I'm grinding. How much more time? You start looking at the clock. And when I was running regularly for that half marathon, I just didn't care. I was tired and I didn't care. People would be on top of me, grabbing me, strangling me, and I just didn't care. I would look, oh, there's 4 minutes left in a round, 1 minute left in a round. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what I was doing. It all sucked. And I was just okay with it. I was okay with even being in bad situations and pushing the pace, knowing I was tired, knowing it sucked, because it didn't matter. I was okay with the shitty situation that I was in. And of course, running is going to help you aerobically. It's going to help your cardio. But man, it is going to help you push through. And again, I absolutely swear, if you long distance run, but don't try and track your, what you don't really want to do is, okay, I'm going to do 8 minutes. Stop looking at the clock. Stop. Okay, this is where I'm trying to get to this time. No, just stop. Slow it down. Pick a, you know, 5, 6, 7 miles and just go. Forget about everything else and just go. And that's why sprints aren't the same. Sprints are good in their own capacity for different things, but sprints, you kind of know, okay, 15, 20 second sprints, you can get through that, you suck it up, okay, you can get through that, you go again. But it's short-lived and you only have to get through a certain amount of time. And that's where you, for that mental toughness, you don't want time. You want to just push through it and go and go and go and get out of time. Forget about time. Time is a constraint that you'll start looking at the clock. How much more do I have to go? How much more, where am I at? Get rid of that. Just be okay with it sucking. And that's it. So go run. Go run. This is going to be video number one. I'm going to talk about some weightlifting stuff next time, the best way to lift weights for MMA. And I'm not a strength and conditioning coach. I'm an MMA coach. But I see all of these different fads in strength, conditioning, aerobic versus anaerobic, lactate threshold, all of this stuff. And a lot of it is great. Science is great. We're getting smarter, not harder. But sometimes you just got to keep it basic. You know, there's that saying, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. You know, keep it simple with weights, keep it simple with diet, keep it simple with training. Keep it simple with your basics in your MMA and your technical stuff, and keep it simple with your conditioning, which is running. Run. I guarantee you, start running, come back in, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. Let me know if you have any mental issues, if you're breaking, and honestly, if you're getting tired. Because if you are, I don't know, you're probably not running long enough, or you're not pushing yourself hard enough during those runs. See you next time. Subscribe, like. Stay tuned, and we're going to keep this going.